Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sharon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
Dose of Thunder by The Replacement in honor of the Oklahoma City Thunder completing their sweep over the Orleans Pelicans.
All right. Let's start with that one, since you brought up that series. We'll just start with that. Pelicans are out. They have been swept. And in terms of the Pelicans, they are, well, Jonas is a free agent at the end of this year. It doesn't appear that he will be back, just reading assorted stories about this. So they got to figure out what to do there. And then they can extend Brandon Ingram this year. And I was reading Bobby Marks. He said it should be an easy negotiation to give him 4 years, $208 million. What do you do if you're the Pelicans?
I do not give Brandon Ingram 4 years, $200 million. I just think when you do contracts of that size to sort of one-dimensional perimeter scorers who are not super elite, like this guy, he's not Kevin Durant at age 30 or 28 or whatever. He's Brandon Ingram.
Right.
When you do those kind of contracts, you live to regret them. Witness Bradley Beal. Witness Zach LaVine. He's that kind of player. He's a talented scorer, but he does not really. But he's not a premium player in the sense of being super elite as a scorer, or in the sense of having a super well-rounded game. Like, he's not a guy you run offense through. He's not a shutdown defender. He's just a wing guy who can get you 20 points a game. And I think it's a big mistake to overpay. It's one thing to give a guy like the first max.
Right.
But you start getting into the $50 million number, there's just a $40 million or whatever it is. There's just no way I would do that.
There's always this question.
I'd rather be playing Trey Murphy and Herb Jones anyway.
Right.
To me, that team, there's risk in just going all in on building your whole thing around Zion Williamson. He's not playing in these playoffs right now. But I'd rather be doing that and just reorient my team around that and take the best shot and just putting a team around him that accentuates him, I guess. And I don't think Brandon Ingram is that, not at that price.
LeBron and the Lakers lose, the Nuggets advance, and now there's all this question, because LeBron seems to enjoy it, among other things. I was asked whether this whether he thought it might have been his last game with the Lakers. He said, "I'm not going to answer that." Who knows? I mean, we can't read the mind of LeBron. I personally would be surprised that he would want to leave LA at this stage of his career. Do you have any?
Yeah, my operating assumption is he wants to live in Los Angeles,
right?
And like, and make lots of money to live in Los Angeles, and I obviously would like to win too. It's not like, you know, I mean, you can't, only one team gets to win a title every year, man. Yeah, I mean, you just won a lot of games, and you were going to play in the playoffs, and you're like 38 years old or whatever, and you're still really good, and like, there are worse places to be in the world, you know? And so I just assume he'll be back with the Lakers, and they'll sort of, you know, nibble around the edges of it, around him and Davis, and take another shot at it, and be another lower seed, and hopefully you catch a better break. I mean, who knows if they had been in a different series, right?
Right.
And so I would be surprised to see him elsewhere, but who knows?
There are worse places to be on a new three-year max with $164 million than Los Angeles, where you've got a 9-year-old right. son and another son in high school, and it feels like Bronny's going to end up on the Lakers one way or another, if not this year, next year. I'll be stunned if he goes
somewhere else. And at this point, like, let's be real, you're stacking your cash because you're not going to go to the broadcast booth and you're done. You're going to own a team.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so there's that.
Do you think that so he's been there 6 years, and he and AD together, you know, you put these two players together. They've been there 6 years. They've got one bubble championship, but it's a championship. And they've got one other Western Conference Finals appearance. Is that disappointing?
It's disappointing if you have the level of expectations that Lakers fans have. I think from an outside perspective, no, that's pretty good. I mean, that's decent. I mean, it's hard to win a title. So you got a title, you know, you got another conference finals appearance. The Grizzlies have one of those in their history,
right.
One conference finals appearance, which they were swept. And, you know, if you include Vancouver, you're like 30 years or whatever. And so, like, you know, there's worse things to be in the world. Now, could it have been better? Yeah, I think they made mistakes. I mean, they didn't need to break up that title team the way they did. You know, if they had Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Kyle Kuzma instead of Russell Westbrook,
right?
Like, they would have been a lot better off. I mean, there are other things they could have done. I think mistakes were made along the way, but it's still been a period of success.
Yeah, I think the way they talked about it on Sportsmanlike, which is the show that comes before ours, is that the two mistakes they identified, the biggest were, I guess they had a shot at Tyronn Lue, but didn't want to meet his price. And then obviously the Russell Westbrook thing, which is, it's just not putting the right pieces around.
Well, it's not dissimilar from the Suns going out and getting Bradley Beal. It's just, sometimes when you let players influence things too much, they really hung up on name brand and stardom and all of that. And you end up with some bad team building decisions in the pursuit of, you know, more fantasy style basketball teams.
If you could imagine, just theoretically, another spot for him, Golden State, Cleveland, Miami, and I have no idea the finances of any of that.
Well, Cleveland is, I mean, not Golden State. Cleveland or Miami, like, they would both be homecomings in a way. Those teams are both good. Like, and you could imagine you could put LeBron James on those teams without taking too much away, being really good in the playoffs. I mean, Cleveland in particular, like, you know, I mean, but what's he willing to do, right? Is he willing to go play for a minimum somewhere? In which case, yeah, that'd be awesome. So put him on Cleveland, just sign to Cleveland and keep everything that they already have. That'd be great. But, like, he's not doing that. And so now, what are you trading? Are you blowing up? Are you trading, you know, Darius Garland and Evan Mobley for like 2 years on LeBron to make, you know, to match stuff? Well, I think that would be probably dumb if you're Cleveland. But if you think you're breaking it up anyway, and like you have a team of like Donovan Mitchell, LeBron James, Jared Allen, that's actually great. Like, if you want to pick two players to put alongside LeBron James, you're not picking among the superstar class,
right?
Like a guard who could just roll up points and a big man to protect the rim and rebound, and like that team would be pretty good, I think.
All right. And then beyond that, if he stays there, who knows what they do in terms of nibbling around the edges. It feels like Darvin Ham is on the way out. He'll have his fourth head coach in this stretch. Do you particularly, again, blame? I say blame. It's not they won a bunch of games. Do you think Darvin Ham had a lot to do with their struggles against Denver, or is it just that Denver is the dramatically better team? Of course.
I don't know, Denver's just better. I don't know how dramatic it is. I mean, even though it was a 4-0 and then a 4-1,
right.
Like these are close games. Denver better executing down the stretch, or maybe you can point to coaching in that. I think it's more of a team makeup thing. I don't get a sense of Darvin Ham as some like incredible coach. I don't think he's that much of a drag either. I think he's just sort of a guy. You know, he's in the broad middle of NBA coaches,
right?
And you know, did they need to like run Frank Vogel out to bring him in? I don't think so. But like, you know, Phoenix is about to run Frank Vogel out too. So whatever.
It is kind of nice to have Taylor Jenkins, just like here. You know, like it is actually does speak to the stability of the organization a little bit. And I guess maybe it's the expectation that comes with having a that level superstar on your roster. You know, Taylor Jenkins is allowed to have ups and downs along the way. So,
yeah, I mean, I think pressure is, you know, unless they break through and win a title or whatever next year or whatever, I mean, pressure is going to come on Taylor Jenkins at some point.
Right.
Because at some point, the team is not as young as it was a couple of years ago. It's still on the young side for a contender. But at some point, you know, you get tired of winning 50 games. And of course, 50 games would have been nice this season. But at some point, you get tired of doing that and underperforming your seed in the playoffs. I have made the case that I thought underperforming their seed in the playoffs the 2 years they did so was defensible given the specific circumstances. But there will come a point where it won't be if that continues to happen or if you underperform and you miss the playoffs. It's not like Taylor Jenkins is like set forever no matter his performance, but like right now it's not an issue to most people.
Right. I actually think pressure, if they are healthy and get off to a notably slow start next year, pressure will be there instantly, don't you think?
I agree. I think there's going to be a lot of expectation on next season for the Grizzlies, expectation for them to rejoin the fray. And the rejoin the fray doesn't mean rejoin the fray to be the 8 seed. It means rejoin the fray to be a top 4 seed. They have to be in that mix, you know, in the season, I think, for there not to be, you know, some uncomfortable situation. Yeah.
Celts win, but might have lost Kristaps Porzingis in the process. We shall see. But that would certainly be, you know, we talked about it consistently. Injuries limit playoff runs. That would be a severe blow, yes?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a super deep team either. I mean, I think Denver, the two best starting lineups in basketball have to be the two best teams, which is Denver and Boston. Neither of those teams are super deep. So if injuries hit either of those teams in their starting lineup, it's really going to matter. I mean, you look at Denver, and, like, I want to say, like, Porter and Gordon each played 46 minutes last night. I mean, again, if you put the starting five of every team out there on the floor, Denver's the best team in the league, and I think Boston's the second best team in the league. But there's no guarantee you're going to have all five of those guys playing 40-plus minutes every single game. And to the degree that either of them doesn't, I think it's going to matter.
One nice thing about the playoffs is it feels like all of Team USA is going to be out there. They can rest up now, right? LeBron's out. Steph's out. Bam Adebayo's out. Like, they're all there. They're going to be resting up for Paris, right?
Meanwhile, we're wearing down Nikola Jokic. We're going to wear down Luka Doncic.
There you go. All right. It sounds like you are making your way back to Memphis. Are you planning any entertaining stops from the Twin Cities to Memphis, or is this all business?
It's too long a drive. You're doing it all at once.
It is a long drive.
I stopped at Starbucks for about 20 minutes to get a little do some emails and some Slack messages and do a little housekeeping. Other than that, I'm just plowing through.
How long?
South of Cedar Rapids right now.
How long is the drive, and what are you listening to?
It's about 12 and a half hours, probably. I was listening to some NBA pod earlier and then a politics pod, but I think I'm going to segue into music after this and maybe brush up on some of the artists that are going to be at the River Beat Festival this weekend. I may write something about that tomorrow morning when I get back.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Safe trip. Chris Harrington from the Daily Metro.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.